First of all, let me inform my brothers and sisters, when you're attempting to reach people and talk to people and try to persuade people on the laws of the Most High, you must come with a very, very gentle stick if you are attempting to succeed. Now, if you're just trying to show how great you are and how overbearing you can be, then you don't mind insulting and embarrassing the person. But if you're trying to reach people, remember, a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. So you can't convince anyone against their will. You must try to create an environment that they want to listen to you, that they want to understand what you're saying, that they want to see your point of view. Because if you don't achieve that objective, then you might not be successful in your endeavors. Then that will make you wonder, is there something that I missed? Is there something that I need to see? Or at least see their perspective. But if you just go in with an insulting attitude, you might not achieve your objective. And the scripture says, he that is wise winneth souls. Fool don't win souls, he embarrass people. He might say won no argument, but he can't say I won nobody's soul. Because a strong man does not go out to battle if there's no spoil to come home. Young man told me the other day, they were a bunch of people. And what's the name of them? Did he call them? Levi? No, the other name. Kemites. And I won't mention my brother's name. He said he debated with him. I said, well, what happened? I tore him to pieces. I said, well, where are they at today? He said, I don't know. I said, well, man, the king does not go out to battle if you don't have no spoil to bring home. You don't have no converts. You don't have nothing in your bag. But you won, you didn't win anything if you don't have the fruits of your labor to show for. So that's what we want to do. We want to have our fruits of our labors to show that we witness as good, faithful servants to the Most High. And you can only do this by approaching the whole situation with the right attitude. Remember, the only way you get 100% out of anything is by putting 100% in. You can't put 30% of this, 50% of that, 80% of this, and mix it all together and think you're going to come out with 100%. The only way you get 100% is make that you go in with 100% of the right attitude, the 100% of the right respect, the 100% of the correct information, the 100% of how to assimilate it correctly, and then you might come out with a victory. But you never get a victory if you don't have no spoils to show for your battle. Where's your spoil? And that's something that some of us never able to bring home. No spoils. So a hint to the wise is sufficient.